This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hall Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. I don't know if I told you, JD, make sure his mic is on too. You're good, man. You're good. Jay, this is his second week on the job, man, and he is running the show back there, keeping me somewhat on track. You know how that goes, man. Bodie Hume joining us. And I got to tell you, man, I got so much respect for you players, because these deals that we do, well, you're obviously not always going to come in and talk after a win, unless you go undefeated, which would be really cool. But you come in, and you come in here, and we're going to talk about a tough loss last night against Weber State. And I know that's a difficult thing. We didn't do that much on this program. We would always talk about the wins and the good stuff. So hats off to you, man, just popping in here, ready to talk about this game last night.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, so I guess everybody's saying it, right? The tale of two halves. The first half, you guys were rocking and rolling. Turnovers were still an issue, but you guys were shooting so well. You were finding open shooters so well that you had a 10-point lead going into halftime. Weber State comes out with some monster adjustments, really doubling up on the ball. I didn't think the officiating was great. I know you won't speak on that, but I didn't think the officiating was great. There was just a lot. It was kind of the perfect storm, or the Murphy's Law kind of deal. Anything that could go wrong went wrong in that second half.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think we came out really flat-footed, and ultimately that's what cost us the beginning of the half. For a team to be down 10 and come back and tie it, even go up really fast in the second half, is just not something that you want to have happen, and it's hard to take that punch and just kind of keep rolling with it.
Talk to us about what those adjustments were. I mean, what were you seeing out there? Because in the first half, you guys were finding ways to get to your open shooters. You were moving the ball around so quickly, and then it kind of just seemed like they were really trying to double up on whoever had the ball at the top of the key.
Yeah, it ultimately just got a little sticky for us. We just had to take some bad shots contested at the end. The shot clock, especially me, I had to take two or three, and that's just never something that you want to be a part of. You want layups and easy catch and shoot threes. And then on the defensive end, those guys were feeding the roll man pretty hard in the first half, and then decided to switch and make the pass to where we were taking the roll man away. Mm. So it was a good play by them. Good adjustments.
Yeah, you want to see that kind of thing when if you're the team that's down, you come out and you make those adjustments. They were going to the rim a lot harder too, it seemed like. And sometimes you see that, right? When teams are down, they just want to slow things down and try to get the sure thing, the closest thing to a sure thing.
Yeah, no, for sure. They did a great job of attacking the rim, and like I said, they just came out swinging so good that it ultimately is hard to come back from that.
This is a tough basketball team. I mean, right now, I think if you ask anybody, they're going to say Weber State right now is the best team in this conference. That was the battle, for at least for the time being, to see who was number one. You certainly are going to get another shot at them before the regular season is over. You also get to get right back at it tomorrow, and you don't have to wait, what were like 15 days
exactly,
after the last loss.
Exactly.
So that's probably a big thing for you guys. I know you're chomping at the bit to just get right back out there.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's the biggest key for us is to not really take the loss too hard, and because we have a game on Saturday, we have practice on a completely different scout, and it's a completely different team, which is something completely different from last year where we just played each team twice. Now we get the opportunity to play multiple teams, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and again, the crowd was pretty cool last night. You and I were joking around. I was sitting there, I was waiting. I was like, come on, I know this is going to be a huge crowd. I've been hearing a lot about it. And then, like, 4 seconds before tip-off, everyone just comes filing in. It was pretty—I looked around, I was like, wow, we're rocking now.
Huge crowd. Student support was really great. And then, of course, we have the consistent fans. We got the baseline bandits, and you got the guys sitting courtside that are always there. And then you got so many fans in the stands that no one really knows about that they come to every game and know the ins and outs of our program, which is really fun for us to see.
Yeah, no, it is cool to see getting a lot of people just attending and coming out, checking you guys out. A cool night for you, and I know it would have been much better if it would have been a win. But, Bodie, you jump into that top 10 in scoring. 1,327 points is what you crossed over, 17 points last night, so that might be higher than that. But congratulations to you, man.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's definitely a big accomplishment, and it's something that I'm proud to be a part of. It's just, like you said, it sucks that it came with a loss and not a win.
I love your story, too, because you told us a couple of weeks ago, you're like, hey, I got to try to get that three ball. I got to get that three ball down. And you started working at it, on it at an early age. And obviously, that's been a big contributor to jumping in the top 10.
Absolutely.
It's pretty phenomenal, too. I mean, when you're honoring alumni, we're seeing that last night. You're honoring all these great UNC basketball players. When it's all said and done, no matter what happens, I mean, you're going to get a walk away saying, hey, I was one of these top players to do it. That's pretty special.
No, for sure. I think the biggest thing and the biggest takeaway from this is that I get to leave a little bit of a legacy that I get to be a part of, and as well as my family gets to be a part of, and all of Greeley. It's been nice to get to know everyone and nice to be a part of this community.
We're talking to Bodie Hume of the UNC Bears. Each week we talk to Bodie, presented in part by First Advantage. I think I saw those guys, the Kincaids, running around there at every single game.
Yeah.
Big-time supporters of UNC, big-time supporters of you. When you're close to the team like that, It hurts everybody, right? The fans feel it. You guys feel it. But it also kind of brings you closer together, where you look at it and go, you know what? All we have left to do now, we just have to regroup, go right back at it tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what everyone in the locker room is kind of preaching that after the game, and knew, and especially Coach Smiley knew, that we have to move on. Like, there's no reminiscing. We have to move right on to tomorrow.
Idaho State tomorrow. It's one of those games. You know, obviously, they've had an interesting season, but you're not. I know you guys aren't looking at it that way. You're looking at this as, hey, we need perfection tomorrow. We need to have one of those games where we just almost a get right kind of game, right?
Absolutely. No, that's definitely hit on the spot. Idaho State's a good team. They got a lot of guys that returned for them last year, that, and we split with them last year, and we almost lost twice to them. So to get the opportunity to play the same team as last year, and hopefully just. Make a statement, I guess you could say.
Now that, and then an interesting week next week with the Portland State situation because of the reschedules and all that stuff. So you'll be at Portland State, I think that's Monday, right? So Saturday, day off Sunday, right back at it Monday. So yeah, there's complete opposite of the 15-day break. You're going to be right at it. And then shortly after that, later in the week, you're home against Portland State.
Yep.
So a lot of basketball for UNC coming up.
Absolutely. And looking forward to it. This is the best part of what we do. It's being on the road constantly. It's being able to play a lot of games. You know, we've been going at it since June, and that's lots of practices if you do the math. So just being able to play games and minimize practices is a lot of fun. This is what we live for. College basketball players.
It's like hang on now, right? I mean, hold on, because the season's going to fly by us now. As you guys, basically, you're working now at this stage to put those, I don't want to say finishing touches, but after next week, you're going to bust through like four games.
Yep.
So you're wanting to try to get to that point where by the time Big Sky Conference tournament rolls around, you guys are playing at your absolute best.
Absolutely, and there's definitely still a lot of work that needs to be done, but just knowing that we're getting closer and closer. I mean, you ask us, the first game that we played was the same situation as Weber, and we almost lost, and we turned around and won, and it's just really us continuing to find team chemistry and working together.
A good test last night. You know, a lot of times it is about those lessons that you learn. All right, we had a beautiful first half. Second half, they made those adjustments. Now you can take that and go back to the drawing board and look at that second half and really break that down on the film.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's all about adjustments, and for us, Coach Smiley does a great job of adjusting on the fly, and when we get the opportunity, we make great adjustments, and ultimately, we just got to play harder in both halves of play.
What was Coach Smiley's message kind of after that game last night and kind of ongoing as you guys are right back at it tomorrow night?
He kind of said that he was disappointed because that loss hurts, and every loss hurts us. You could tell in our locker room it's just not fun. But he also said, yeah, we got another game on Saturday. We got to get ready for it. We got to go right back to practice tomorrow, completely new scout plan, and we just got to get after it and get us another win.
Yeah, you could see I know you guys were frustrated. You could see it on your guys' face in that second half. How quick is that turnaround in your brain where, okay, that sucked, we got to move on? When do you do that?
I think it's immediately wiped for a lot of us. I will say it's not necessarily completely gone. It's more like, well, we just took an L. We need to show that we're not here to just slack off. We're here to be top of the top in the league and win the league and go to the tournament at number one seed. So that's why every game's important to us. We just got to focus on getting a win.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to you guys getting right back at it with another one tomorrow night, 6 o'clock game against Idaho State, back at Bank of Colorado Arena too.
Yep.
So get those fans out there rocking and rolling and see if you guys can get right back on track.
Absolutely.
Bodie, I know next week I think we've got some dinner plans. We're going to head out to Cables. Cables, brand new sponsor of this segment, big time supporter of all things UNC.
Sure.
And they've been supporters for the longest time. I think feeding bears for
absolutely.
A long time.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, absolutely. Since I've been here, they've been feeding this. So
So you, we know you. We know you're a spaghetti guy. What is it? What do they call the pub cheese? But mac and cheese there. Mm-hmm. It's so good. Mm-hmm. But Tuesday they say, hey, we want Bodhi to try a few different things.
Perfect.
So I said, bring your appetite,
yeah,
man.
Absolutely, it sounds great to me.
I love Cables. It's listen, they're celebrating 50 years this year too, and I know it's a crazy time to be a restaurant owner, and it's tough out there. And man, I tell you what, they just continue to do things the right way, serve the right food, and again, getting behind the UNC Bears, I know has been a big part of their success.
Yeah, no, they've been absolutely great, and honestly, congrats to them on the success throughout these weird years and weird times, and for them to still be able to support us has been awesome.
Yeah, and Bodhi, my friend, we'll be rooting for you to get right back at it tomorrow. I think you will, and then a jam-packed week next week. We'll figure out the time for the segment because you guys are going to be rolling. We'll see what we need to do, but Bodhi, we appreciate you, my friend. Congratulations on jumping into that top 10. You've been a joy to watch. You were our high school player of the year years ago, so we have been following Bodhi Hume for quite some time, man, and look forward to continuing to
do so.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
All right, my man. 28 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Brian Howell of Buff Zone. A lot of transfer situation going on in the world of football. We'll talk about that next. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.